We're on Tanur Rabbanan on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. It's about 13 lines up or so. So it's Tanur Rabbanan. Kol shetashmishoy b'yoy. Any kind of creature that has relations, marital relations, b'yom, in the daytime, is nolad b'yom. Therefore, the birth of the whatever it is, you're going to see, he's calling about different kind of things, will be in the daytime. So basically, if the relations, basically what the time of the relations is the same time as the birth. So kol shetashmisho b'layla, anything that has relations at night time, is nolad b'layla. So the birth will be at the night time. Kol shetashmisho bein b'yom bein b'layla, something that in its nature can really have relations whenever. Yeah, then it can be nolad b'yom bein b'layla, can be born in the daytime or in the nighttime. So now we're going to open this one and explain it. So kol shetashmisho b'yom, things that have relations in the daytime, nolad b'yom, are born in the daytime. So what is this? Zu tarnigoles. It's a chicken, right? We're learning more about chickens. Yeah, so the chickens basically generally have relations in the daytime. So therefore, they lay an egg in the daytime. Now, what about kol shetashmisho b'layla, things that have relations in the nighttime, nolad b'layla, is going to be born in the nighttime. Zu atleif, this is a bat, right? They're night creatures. Now, third category, kol shetashmisho bein b'yom bein b'layla, some things that have relations, whether it's in the daytime or in the nighttime, is an odom, is a people, human beings, b'chol d'domi lei, and things that are similar to them in their habits. Okay, with regards to the first part of the braisa, amamar, kol shetashmisho b'yom, anything that has relations in the daytime, is nol b'yom, is born in the daytime. Zutani goles, this is a chicken. So ask the Gemara, lamai nafgamina. What comes out of that? What's the halachic relevance of this statement? Okay, answer the Gemara, look at the Rav Mori, Rei de Rav Kahana. It's like he said, de Omer Rav Mori. Rav Mori said, it's good to remember this name. The first statement is Rav Mori, over here, Rei de Rav Kahana. Bodak Bekina Sheltani Golim. He checked in his chicken coop, basically, in the nest of the Tarnigolim, meaning, why do you check it? Obviously, for an egg. He was saying, is there an egg he checked for Erev Yom Tov, right? So he checked to see if there was an egg before Erev Yom Tov. And Rashi speaks out that it is last minute, right before Yom Tov comes in, right? He's checking to see if there's any eggs, and there's no eggs there. Oy vey. Yeah, v'lo matza b'beitza, and he didn't find an egg. Ulamacha, the next day, meaning, but it's actually in the night time, Hishkim, he got up very early, actually before Alos, yeah, it was still dark, yeah, and matza b'beitza, and he found an egg, right? So this was on Yom Tov, right? So seemingly one would think this would be Osa, because it seems to be like a beitza shenola b'Yom Tov, and you would think it would be Osa. So comes along Rav Mari and says, muteres, it's permissible. So the Gemara says, "V'halo bodak." He checked on Erev Yom Tov, right, last minute, and it wasn't born. So this is obviously born in Yom Tov. So answers the Gemara, no. Imo lo bodak yofa yofa. Maybe he didn't check well, right? He didn't check so well. Maybe it was there and he didn't see it. Oh, listen to this. But afilu bodak yofa, and even if he checked really well, he was careful. Yeah, imo I would say yotza ruba, perhaps the egg, the majority of it came out on Erev Yom Tov, and it went back inside the chicken. Havoy. Could a Rabbi Yochanan, like the Rabbi Yochanan said, we see this occurrence with chickens. Yeah. Okay, so that's basically what he's saying. He's saying that if you find an egg, you can in the night time of Yom Tov, you can still eat it, and we assume it was born in Erev Yom Tov, and even if you checked. So wait a second. Ini va'ama Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul amarav. We got another statement which seems to contradict this. Yeah, bodak bekina. He checked in the same thing in the nest. Yeah, sorry. Sheltani goles me'erav Yom Tov, seems very similar case. So he checked right before Yom Tov came in. Below matzah ba'beta, and he didn't find a beta. Ulamacha, and the next day, Hishkimu Motsu Babeta. He got up right before the dawn, and he found an egg. And what's the halacha? Asura. We say the exact opposite. It's also, because why? I mean, this makes sense, right? We assume that it was born in Yom Tov, because
by process of elimination, right? So what's going on? So answer the Gemara, no.
Horsum over there in the latter case, but a soft nume ora. It's a soft nume ora egg, meaning it's an unfertilized egg that the chicken kind of got heated up by the ground and bore an egg. Okay, what's that mean? Because we just said before with this brisa, right? What did we say? We said anything that has relations in the daytime, the egg is going to be born. The thing is going to be born in the daytime. So basically, what we were saying before, like this, that we assume basically that egg should have been born in the daytime. So if we find that it seems to be that we find it at the nighttime, we said no, he made a mistake, he didn't check well, yeah. And then we said maybe check well. We said even if you check well, no, because the relations was in the daytime, so it has to be born in the daytime. So it must be that it came out in the daytime. So basically, it was born in the daytime. So it came out in the daytime. But this one, the second case, is the talking about a case where the egg didn't come from a male. Yes, there was no tashmish over here. So since there wasn't any tashmish over here, sometimes they're born in the nighttime as well. So over here, this one could have been born in the nighttime. So therefore, it's going to be osur because he checked beforehand. It looks like it was born in the nighttime. Oh, but then they ask the Gemara. If that's the case, though, do Rav Mori Nami? The first case of Rav Mori, right? Maybe Eimah Me'ora Sofna. Maybe it wasn't impregnated by a Zohar. Maybe it just happened to be whatever, you know, an unfertilized egg. So answers the Gemara. But De'ika Zohar Bahada. No, there's a nice rooster in the neighborhood. Ah, so ask to the Gemara. But De'ika Zohar, when there is a male, Nami, also around, Ema, I will tell you, Me'ora Sofna. Maybe she didn't get impregnated by the male, the rooster, and maybe it came from the ground. So Amaravina says, Ravina, no. Gemiri, we have a tradition. Kol Heicha, wherever there is, Deika, Zocha, Lo Sofna Me'ora. She will not become impregnated from the ground. She will save herself for the male rooster. So therefore, we know definitively that this egg was a fertilized egg, and if it was a fertilized egg, that it came through relations, and if it came through relations, the relations was in the day, and if the relations was in the day, that means it's going to get born in the daytime. So therefore, we assume that it was born in the daytime, and therefore it wasn't born in Yom Tov. So therefore, you can eat it.
Okay, it's born in the daytime.
Yeah.
Erev.
Yes.
And it did see it.
Yes.
It was born daytime.
No, because he checked in the nighttime. He found the actual egg right before. Yeah, exactly. But Ad Kama, in what range is a female chicken expected to get meat together with her male chicken? Okay, so Amar Av Gamda. Okay, we're really getting into the chicken sugya over here. You know what I mean? Right now we've done eggs, we've done chicks, and now we're into the mother and the fathers. Yeah. So he says, Mishmei de Rav, Kol Heicha, whenever, yeah, like this. Deshoma Kolei Biyomama. Where she, in a case where, yeah, the female chicken can hear the voice of the cock-a-doodle-doo, however you call it, of the rooster in the daytime. So this in point of time, why did it say like you can hear its voice in the daytime? Because in the daytime you can't hear things as well. In the nighttime, sound travels more. So it's, if she can, as long as you can hear his voice in the daytime, if he's within that range, let's. And we're going to see what kind of range is this. So Avad Rav Mori, did a basically halacha lemaisa. He acted on this, and the Rav Mori was the one who we said before. Remember, he was the one who permitted this case. Who said you can assume it came from the daytime. He did an uvda, a maisa. Ad Shitin Bati, within the range of 60 houses, like maybe a block and a half or something like that. If it was within a block and a half, whatever, then he said, no, we can assume that it came from the male, it was impregnated, and therefore it was born in Erev Yom Tov, and you can eat it. Now, qualification over here. You should know. The Ikanara, but if there was a river in between the chicken and the rooster, yeah, Lo Avra. Yeah, neither one of them, the male or the female, are not going to cross. However, the Iika, if there would be a Mivra, here Mivra Rashi translates as a bridge, Ovra, she will, they're prepared to cross the bridge for the sake of getting together. Oh, but you should know, the Iika Mitzra, but if there's only like a Mitzra, so Lo Ovra, she won't be Ovra. A Mitzra is, Rashi explains, basically, it's a thin plank, and which you cross the river with, and there's also a rope attached by it, which you could like put your hands on. It's like one of those like assault courses, you know, the plank and the rope, and you walk across, whatever. So chickens don't like those. So therefore, they wouldn't cross that. However, you should know, once upon a time, have it uvda v'ovra amitra. There was a very brave rooster who actually did it. But the general rule is that that doesn't happen. Okay, now, so that's the case over here. So basically, now, ask the Gemara, b'mai ukimto. Okay, the latter case, we said it was talking b'dasafna me'ora. You said you can't eat it when it was, in the latter case, when there was no males around, right? It was too far away, or there was a river over there. So we said it's sofnim me'ora. Okay. Now, if that's the case, yeah, my area bodak. What was it? What's this bedika over here? You know what I mean? He said he checked beforehand, and he didn't find it, and then he finds it later. We're going to assume that it was born at the night time. Kilo bodak nami. If he didn't check as well, I mean, he basically said it's osa. Yeah, what's the bedika got? What's the bedika over here? But we're going to wait for the diok. Listen to this. Kilo bodak, no. Because if he didn't do a bedika, ema me'esmal havoi. If you're going to find, he gets up right in the, and leil yomtov, right? Right before Nate, right before Alos, whatever. And he finds an egg over there, right? And he didn't check before yomtov, so he doesn't know if it was born in the night time, or he doesn't know if it was born in the daytime. Yeah, we're going to say over here that it was born in the daytime. Ema me'esmal havoi. Right, we're only going to assume, yeah, we're only going to assume that it's from was born in the night time when you checked right before Yom Tov came in. You didn't see an egg there, yeah, and then later you found an egg, right? Because you can assume it was born at the night. We're going to feed this back into the other case as well, but we're in the case where there was no male around, yeah. He went in and checked right before Yom Tov came in, yeah, and then right before daybreak he found an egg, an actual egg. He says, this egg was born in the night time. He doesn't pick it up because it's a beitza shenol d'biyomtov. It's osa. We say, why? What's the relevance of checking? So the diuk is that if he didn't check, the same similar scenario, that he basically came to his barn, yeah, finds an egg right before the daybreak of yomtov morning, and he finds an egg there. We can say it's permissible because we can maybe it came from the daytime. Okay, why is that though? Even when there's no male around, yes, that's what we're talking about, yeah? So, now, Kilo, again. So, see that's Kilo Bodak. When did he, I'm just reading this again, yeah? Kilo Bodak, when there's not a male around, very good, yeah? Kilo Bodak, Eima Mi Esmal Havai. I'll say it was from yesterday. Oh, so then the Gemara asked, so that's the case, basically. So, why is that? So basically, even though, yeah, that it was not impregnated by a zocher, the majority of eggs, you've got to know this, right? The majority of eggs, yeah, are born in the daytime. Even if it was not, there was no relations over there, the majority of eggs are born in the daytime. So that we assume that it came from the daytime, because you have no other reason to understand otherwise, because you didn't see it, you didn't know what happened in the daytime, you didn't know what happened in the nighttime. So if you don't know what happened in the daytime, you don't happen in the nighttime, you can assume it was from the daytime. Right, because you found it right before daybreak. So there's two options. It was either born in the night time or the daytime, so you assume it's the daytime. Oh, so now the Gemara says like this. If that's the case, he's telling the majority are born in the daytime. Yeah, ihachi ki bodak nami. When he checked also, ema yotzeruba. I'm going to tell you, maybe the majority of it came out, v'chozra havoi v'kenebi yochanan. So why don't we say the same thing? Like we said earlier, in the case where there was a male around, why don't we say maybe it came out, yeah, and then it went back in and it was born in the daytime, even though we checked? Yeah, so answer the Gemara over here, to Rabbi Yochanan lo shchiach. That doesn't really happen so much. For the egg to come out, the majority then go back in, that's like a one in 100, you know, with chickens that happens to, yeah? But it's more likely that it was born in the nighttime. True, that most eggs are born in the daytime, even when it wasn't from a male chicken. But, you know, 30% are born in the nighttime. So if you've got an option, right, what if you assume, did it come from this, you know, did it pop out of the chicken and go back in? Yeah? Or was it born in the night time? You're going to assume that it was born in the night time. That's why it would be awesome. Now, just finishing off, because we've got just one more statement over here, yeah, just because we mentioned this name earlier, this was talking about the chicken that wasn't impregnated, but Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul Amar Rav, you should know, hay tuma is garlic, the shin changes to a tof, shuma, tuma, right, shechika means it's ground up, so you've got some ground garlic, yeah, it's a sakonta, it's dangerous to partake of that, the gluya. For galuya means for if it's been left open, there may be snakes put the venom in it, and it would be a problem.
Okay, we'll stop there.